Okay, today's daf is daf ayin ches. Let's take it from the bottom of ayin zayin. I'm going to base 3 lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chacham she'amar b'lashon baal, baal she'amar b'lashon chacham. If a chacham uses a language that a baal typically uses to do hafara, or the baal uses a language that a chacham would normally do for a she'ela, lomar klum, it doesn't work if they use each other's languages. How do we know this? The Tani, the Braisa, tells us to support the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh ha'davar chacham matir, Vein baal matir. Right, so the pasuk says zeh adavar. This is the thing. It's a pasuk that appears in the beginning of Parshas Matos. Zeh adavar. This is the way that the chacham has to be matir. Vein baal matir. But the baal is not able to use that language, that text that a chacham would normally use. Gemara says sheyacha. One would have thought ma chacham shein mefer matir. A chacham who's limited in his abilities, he's not able to do hayafara, but he may do a hatara. Baal shemefin or dinshematir, a husband who can do a fara, is it not obvious that he should be able to also do a hatara, be matir? And that's what the pasuk tells me. Tama lomar zehadavar. Tell me that zehadavar chacham matir vein baal matir. No, not true. Only the chacham zehadavar. This is the way the chacham is allowed to do his matir, but the baal cannot be matir. Baal does a fara, and a chacham does a matir. And just look at the bottom of the Ran for a second, in the bottom of ayin zayin amud beis. The Ran says 3 lines up, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham Shamar Belashon Baal, which was the Lashon of Baal, how's he supposed to do Hafara? Dehainu Mufar Lach. If he says Mufar Lach, the Chacham can't use that language. Baal Shamar Belashon Chacham, Shamar Mutalach, Mutalach is the Lashon of the Chacham, the Baal uses that language, that doesn't work either. Lashon Baal Mufurashu, because of Dehainu Lashon Hafara, the text that the Baal uses, that's clearly stated in the Pesukim, now it's not explicit what the language of the Chacham is supposed to be using, but it's implicit in the pasuk since it says, don't desecrate your word, don't make your language chul, v'darshina, and the drashot of al-cherim mochel lo, but others can be mochel, shosin as a chulin, u'b'chulin mutter shayach lemer behu. So the Lashon of Chulin, the way the Chacham speak, Chulin and Matirin, I guess, are similar languages. Okay. Okay, go to Yishalmi. You don't have to read that, Yishalmi. So now the Gemara on the top of Ayin Chesem and Aleph tells us that, I was looking for 1 second here. Okay. Tanya, Idach. Another Braisa tells us, Zeha Davar Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Mefer. Only a Baal has the ability to do Hafara, which simply means he could use the language of Hafara. Sheyacha, one would have thought the other way. Ma Baal Shein Matir Mefer. A Baal who's limited, who may not do a Matir, but he may do Hafara. And a Chacham Shematir, a Chacham who has a stronger ability, that he could be Matir. Ein Odin Shemefer. He should also have that capability of being Mefer as well. Tam Lomer Zadavar, Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Matir. Zadavar, this is the only way. Each person could do their only way. They can't go beyond what they're told to do. Nemar Khan Zadavar, Nemar Nahalan Zadavar. The sixth Parsha, I think, right? Zadavar, the sixth Parsha? The second one? No. Maybe not. Okay. Oh, right, it's in Parsha Achrimos, right? It's talking about Shchut Echut. So, Nemar Kan, Zadavar, Nemar Lahala, Zadavar, Bishchut Echut, Ma Bishchut Echut, Aaron, Uvana, Vachol Yisrael, says the word Zadavar, that not only Aaron, and even though Patek says, Daber al Aaron, Del Bonav, it says also El Kol B'nei Yisrael, so everyone's including in the Zadavar of Shchut Echut, Af Parshas Nadarim, Aaron, Uvana, Vachol Yisrael. So, too, when it comes to the Parsha Nadarim and Parsha Matos, it says Zadavar, to include not only Aaron and Kohanim, but even all Klai Yisrael, are included in the Parsha. So what does that mean that they're included in the Parsha? So look at the Ran on the side here. The Ran says, Mash Shchut Echutz Aaron Uvana V'chol Yisrael, as the Pasuk explicitly says by Shchut Echutz, Dok Zibberesh Hahi Parsha Daber El Aaron V'el Bona V'el Kol Yibnei Yisrael, Shekul and Shavimba. They're all equal with respect to Shchut Echutz. So through this Gzeir Shavah says the Ran, Af, but Parshas Nedarim Aaron Uvana V'chol Yisrael, Dechul and Ksher and Lahati Es HaNeder. Neder. Everyone is equally able to be Matir Nedarim, to serve as the Chacham on the She'el of the Nether. So then the Gemara says, Ma Kan Rashi HaMatos, Af Lahalan Rashi HaMatos. So, just like here, it says Rashi HaMatos, but Pasuk in Parshas Matos says, Vaidaber Moshe El Rashi HaMatos, Levnei Yisrael, Leimor Hashem Zeh Adavar, Leimor Zeh Adavar, Shetziva Hashem. The Pasuk Parsha Nedarim is introduced by Moshe telling the Rashi Matos, the heads of the Matos, the Nesim, so also over there later on, one would imagine Rashi Matos as well. So what does that mean? If you look back at the Ran again, Ma kan Rashi Matos bin Nedarim de Rashi Matos ksibu, af lehalan b'shchut echutz Rashi Matos. So also when it comes to Shechut Echutz, it should also be referring to Rashi Matos, but we're not sure what Rashi Matos referred to yet. And the Ran tells us mefarsh the comment b'may hilch. So we're going to see in just a moment what's the relevance of Rashi Matos.
It says in Tchila of the Parashat Nedarim, Edavim Shul Hashem Atok Yivnei Yisrael Amur.
Right. Correct. So what does that mean though? What does it mean Rashi Matos? So the Gemara tells us the Parshas Nedarim. So what's the relevance of Rashi Matos as it appears in Parshas Nedarim? So the Gemara explains, Amar Va'acha Bar Yaakov Lehachshir Shlosha Hadyotos, to permit Shlosha Hadyotos, three regular people, a Hadyot, a regular person, is able to be Matir Nedarim, three of them at least. But Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha Rashi Matos, because it just says Rashi Matos, which would seem to be Nesim. These aren't Hadyotos, these are Chashid people, Tamid Chachamim, Tzadikim, not Hadyotos. So the Gemara explains, Amar v'chitzta v'isema Rabbi Yochanan b'yochin mumcha Rashi Matos. Now when it comes to Rashi Matos, that's referring to one individual. Right, Yochanan mumcha could do mumcha versus Rashi Matos. If it's one person, so then you require Rashi Matos. You need a high standard. If you're going to take the avenue of three people to be matted the nether, so you can have any person. So we typically do Hatar Sadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if not between Aseres Me'etshuva, we try to do it. So we have three Hedyotos who are ones doing Taras Nedarim. You can have any three people doing Taras Nedarim. If you want to have a one individual to be Matan Neder, that works, but he has to be Yachad Mumcha based on the pasuk of Rashi Matos. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, the Ran says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lahachshir Shloshi Hedyotos. Hay Hedyotos Daminan Lo Kul Hedyotos Kisher. Says the Ran, not every Hedyot is kasher. Elahanu dechi mesavrilu mihesavri. Has to have some level of intelligence. That if you can, they might not know everything. There's two elements the Gemara talks about. There's Gemiri and then Savri. Gemiri is a Masorah. People have a Masorah with Mishnayos and Halacha Lemaisa. And there's three, those who are intelligent, who are able to analyze, who have logic. So these Hedyotos may not be so learned, but they're capable. They have an understanding. If you explain something to them, the logic, they'll be able to understand that logic. Those who are able to liftoach, to open, maybe find the Pesach, to analyze things, they can be matir like a zakim. V'nir beinai, says the Ran, even though they're not really equated, nedarim and shchut echutz are not equally, even though it comes to shchut echutz, we don't have that standard. We don't say, oh, only a hedyot is asin shchut echutz. But if you're stam and am haaretz, if you're not smart, you're allowed to violate issa shchut echutz. That's certainly not true. The law applies to all people across the board. Even though they're not entirely equal, it's still enough. The mimele mashma, the high kedina. They still have their own specific context what to work with. The hedyotos degree, kule hai dafilu ki misarilu lo sabri de behata ninu, upshita tol chazu lahati nidarm. Okay, becomes hedyotos by nedarim. We have to have some standard. They have to have some understanding for them to qualify for a hedyot for the bezdim. Becomes shchut echutz. Any yid who violates the aver, no matter how intelligent or not he is, he would violate the aver. So they're not entirely equal. He points out. Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, so right now, when it comes to Parshas Nedarim, we have two ways to matir nether. Either you could take the Yochanan Mumcha track, which is from Rashi Matos, or you could take the three Hedyotos track, which would work as well. So now the Gemara wants to know, when it comes to B'shchut Echutz, what's the relevance of the word Rashi Matos, at least the Gzei Shava, that now we're taking Rashi Matos from Nedarim and applying it to Shchut Echutz, what's the relevance for Shchut Echutz? So comes along, Amar of Sheishes Lomar tells us, Sheyesh She'ela B'hekdesh, there is she'ela b'hekdesh. Just like there's a she'ela, one could uproot, could be oker nether, one could also be oker a davar she'at makdesh. If he's makdesh a certain animal, he's able to be oker that. He could uproot it through a she'ela of a of bezdin. Right, so the Ron explained the last two narrow lines here. He says, lomar she'esh she'ela b'hekdesh, she'im hekdesh behema. A person sanctifies an animal. V'shachtu b'chazeni she'ach se'atzayit, v'acharkach nishal aleh, And then after he shechts it, he then asks a sheila from a chacham or three hedyotos. He's going to be oker the behema, and mimela lemafrei is going to be potter from the aveira that he did. Why on the Shkudas Mammon?
You can be Magdish Behema and kill it. Is that the halach?
You can Magdish Behema and kill it. Let's say I sanctify an animal for a chatas, an ola. Yeah. So the halach of Shulich Hurt is it's only if I'm Magdish, it's an animal, it's a mum. Yeah, it's backtrack. If I'm Magdish, an animal. If it's a mum, then it's only Kedusha Damim. If it's not a mum, then automatically, even if I have intention for Kedusha Damim, it automatically becomes Kedusha's guf.
Correct.
Now, the only time I violate Shechut Eichot is if that animal is Roy L'ol Moy, the Pasuk says. It has to be Roif to be Shechted inside. So by definition, it has to be Roy L'Migdash.
Right.
So it's a Kedusha's guf.
And
if I shecht it outside, I violate the Aveir of Shechut Eichot, but if I'm afterward, which is a Chiddush, if I have a Sheila on it, I could be Oker the Kedusha, and L'Mafreya, I never violated the Aveir anymore.
It would be a
shayla
with reference to what point?
I want to just undo my kedusha that I did, my hektish. An animal is only hektish if I make it hektish.
No, right.
So if I make it hektish and then I have a chacham be matir for me, for whatever reason.
Is it before the mikdash?
No. The shas based on mikdash.
But I thought that you do kovonot on it by the mikdash.
You do. There's an aveir, there's a low sasay to do it outside. There's an issa deraisa to shecht outside. It's called shchutechut. The chacham could uproot the kedusha of the animal.
And then he's
Olduk. And then Olduk, he's Pater. So the Ram continues to say, the first wide line, the Chavin Sheyesh Sheila Behektish, Kilo Lektesh Melam Dami, since he uprooted it, it's as if there was never Kedush in the first place, and he did nothing wrong. The Chacham Oka Nedem Mikarol. And that's the Chiddush we're learning from this Gzer Shava Zeh Adavar. We're taking the word Rashi Matos from Parsha Nedarim, applying that to Shechut Eichot, that you could also be Oker, the do a Sheila on Hektish as well. Looking on the side for a second, right? And the rush is expand is to not only kedushas by kedushas karbanos, but even by chuma and mice and any other type of things that are similar to hekdesh, one could be asked a sheila and undo it.
Meaning, if you designate a certain thing to mice, and then you want to designate another part, you can go on sheila and I'll. That one,
right.
You
not say even if you don't want to do some other part, but you want to just uproot it, get rid of the miser. Assuming you want
everything becomes stable. Again.
Everything becomes stable again, right? Uh-huh. And if you want to then be mat to the tevel, which you're supposed to, then you have to do another miser. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, that makes sense. That's what the Gzeir Shav is for. But according to Beis Shama, the Gemara says, the Amrinan, the Amr ain sheila behektish. He says, not true. Once a person is makdi something, it's like that forever. There's no uprooting it anymore. So what's he going to do? Lebe Shammai, Rashi Matos dechsib b'shchut eichot l'may hilchasa. So the Rashi Matos, which we're now applying to shchut eichot, what exactly are we learning to shchut eichot? So Beis Shammai less l'gzer shava, z'adavar. He doesn't have such a gzer shava, it doesn't exist. I think we discussed this in the past, that gzer shava is only something that we have from a Masorah from a Rebbe. You can't create your own gzer shavas. So part of Beis Shammai did not have this in his Masorah. This wasn't a gzer shava that was in his Masorah. Beis Hillel did have such a Masorah. But since Beis Shammai didn't have this in Masorah, he was not bound to gzer shava. He didn't have to make any drasha.
How does he learn all this stuff that we learned before?
Right, so the Gemara says now, so, but partial the Dharm, like Siv. Right, so that's, I don't think it's with Beis Shammai.
It's the opposite. My question is, what do you learn, let's say, that all the Kalachomers that we did are not good?
All the kavachomers.
Meaning, we said that if a baal can mefer, then
no, that's fine because that's a zeh davar. That's not a zeh shava. That's within the parsha in the dharm. It's a zeh davar.
Oh, I see.
The one halacha we did learn was that that it all applies to the bnei chutz aron bnav shosh hadiotos. The halacha we don't know about. I don't know if the gemara is going to address that. Yeah, the gemara will address it. Okay. So the gemara says, so zeh davar. Beparshas Nedarim lemaiksiv. So the word Zadavar, the phrase Zadavar that appears in Parshas Nedarim, what was the purpose for this? Lomar Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir. They tell me that Chacham can be Matir in his way. He uses lashon of Mutalach. Vein Baal Matir. The Baal cannot use the lashon of Mutalach. At the same time, Baal Mefer Veinu Chacham Mefer, the Baal could use Lashon Mufarlach, but the Chacham can't use the language of Mufarlach. Zeh Adavar B'shchut Echot L'maiksiv. So what is the word Zeh Adavar for Beis Shammai? I guess now what's that come to teach me? According to Beis Hill, that was a Gezer Shava. But according to Beis Shammai, the two independent parshios now, so what's Zeh Adavar come to teach me? I think this is only within Beis Shammai. Right, that's what Ron says, yeah. Ron says, Zeh Adavar L'Beis Shammai D'lo Mokbi L'le Gezer Shava, which is interesting. Because about to bring this, I see the Ein Mishpat quotes as L'Halacha, which is interesting. We don't hold like Beis Shammai typically, but Zeh Adavar B'shchut Echot L'maihoch L'maiksev Be Lomar Al Shchita Chayv Vein Chayv Al Hamalika. If a person takes an animal and shechs it outside, he's chayv kares, he's chayv a carbon for doing this outside. But if he does malika, malika is using the way they use the pinky, they cut off the neck of the oaf in the bezbeach and the Beis Hamikdash rather, you're not chayv in the malika. Let's just look at the Ron for that in a second. The Ron says nothing here. Is he talking about malika on an oaf or malika even on an animal? Oaf, only oaf he's talking about. Okay. I guess it would be pash if you do malika on an animal, behemo would be pash, not chayv. You didn't do anything wrong. But maybe malika on an oaf, one would have thought, since malika is the way you do for an oaf inside, if you do that malika outside, it would also be chayv. Kamashan dafka zeh adavar, only through shchita, only shchita is going to be violation of shchut echutz, but not malika. Okay, so that's what we learn from zeh adavar by shchut echutz. Ele beishamai lahachshe gimel hadiotis menolan. So Beis Shammai, who doesn't have the Gezer Shava Zeh Adavar, how does he know that Gimel HaDiyotis, that any person could be Matin Adarim? We only knew that for Beis Hillel, that any three people could be Matin Adarim because we have the Gezer Shava Zeh Adavar. Just like it says, Shchut Echutz, Chol Aaron V'chol Bona V'chol Yisrael by Shchut Echutz, through the Gezer Shava, the same thing applies to Adarim, that anybody could serve as a Beis Din. Beis Shammai, who doesn't have such a Gezer Shava, how does he know that any person could serve on the Beis Din? How does he know Shlosh HaDiyotis is enough for Adarim? And the Gemara tells us, yeah,
you don't do malika with the pinky. You do malika with the thumb.
Oh, with the thumb, okay.
Yeah. Aguda, I mean.
The aguda, okay.
Yeah,
so the Gemara says, how do I know this? How do I know that Gimel HaDiyotis work for Beis Shammai? So Nafkal Hu, we learn this out from Midrav Asi Bar Nason, Dichsevai Daber Moshes Ma'adei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, this is also in Parshas, no, it's not Achim, this is Parsha Emor now, the beginning of Parsha Emor. So what are we teaching us here? So the Gemara says, let's keep going. Vatanya, wait, is that the end of it? Let's see. Where is the? There's no Ron here. That's supposed to be the answer yet before we get to the cash. We're leading into it?
Yeah, in a few lines.
Okay.
According to the Mahal, the Rashbam, they're actually talking about Elim Wadi Hashem, Mikrai Kodesh, the Brisbane, Kotam Bim Wadi.
Say it again?
According to the Ram, to the Rashbam, I think that he holds for another person.
The Rashbam?
Right,
so let's keep reading the Gemara then. Again, the Gemara wants to know what's the source, what's the makor for Shlosh Adiotos according to Beis Shammai, since he doesn't hold the Gezer Shava. So again, Nafkalu midir of Asi bar Nasan dechsiv vaydaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael pasuk says in Parshas Emor. Vatani, the Brisa tells us. Vatani, doesn't the Brisa tell us that Rabbi Yosi Glidi Omer Ma'adai Namru, Velo Namru Shabbos, Reishish Mahem. Doesn't say my Ma'ad, my holidays, but not Shabbos.
No Ma'adai Hashem.
And, sorry, say it again?
Ma'adai Hashem, not Ma'adai.
Okay, Ma'adai, right, it said Ma'adai in the Pasuk, but Ma'adai Hashem, and that doesn't say Shabbos, Reishish.
Imahem.
And Ben Azai Omer Ma'adai Namru Velo Namar Parshin Nadarim Imahem. It says Ma'adai to exclude Parshin Nadarim. So what's the kasha here? So again, the pasuk says Ma'adei Hashem, telling us that Ma'adei Hashem is said to Bnei Israel. What's that coming to exclude? So first, basically, it says it comes to exclude Shabbos, and Ben Azai says it comes to exclude Parshas Nedarim. So what's going on? So let's understand. The Gemara is going to explain. Rav Asi Barnasan Kashilu Hamasnisa. He had a difficulty understanding this brayso, like we're having a difficulty. And also the Nahardan. He went to visit Nahardan once. Lekamed Rav Sheshes LaAshchein was seeking out Rav Sheshes to give an answer to explain this brayso, and he couldn't find him. Also, Brasa the Mechuzah, he chased after him, went to the Mechuzah, and he found him in the Mechuzah. So Amalei, so he says, Ma'adei Hashem Nemru V'lo Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Imahem. So it says, only Ma'adei Hashem was said to Bnei Yisrael, but Shabbos wasn't said to them. Hoksiv Shabbos Imahem. But doesn't it say Shabbos with them? Meaning what? Right, it mentioned Shabbos afterwards. How could you say Shabbos isn't mentioned in Ma'adei Hashem? The very next pasuk is talks about Shabbos. You go through the psukim there, the very next pasuk is Shabbos. So how could you say Ma'adei Hashem comes to exclude Shabbos? Shabbos is part of Parshas Emor. It's right there. Vesu, and moreover, the other opinion who says Ma'adei Hashem Nemru, V'lo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Mehem, V'ham Mesitra Ksiva. So right next to it, the Mefarish says, you see the last mafarsh on the page here. Pa parsh nedarim misitra ksiva mitzad also a parsha de Pinchas ksiv parsh nedarim. Right next to parsha Pinchas, where all one of the other parshas Mo'adim, where all the karbanos are mentioned. Right afterward, to parshas Matos, where it mentions parshas nedarim. So how could you say that nedarim wasn't said either to them? So, according to both opinions, what the drash of Ma'adei Hashem is, whether it excludes Shabbos or whether it excludes parsha nedarim, he had a kasha. It's not true. They both were said to Bnei Israel. So Amar Lei Hachi Katani. So Rav Sheshes explains to him the way you're supposed to understand the Braisa is as follows. Ma'adei Hashem Tzuchin Kiddush Bezdin Shabbos Braishas Ain Tzuchin Kiddush Bezdin. What's coming to tell us is not that Shabbos wasn't mentioned to Bnei Israel. Of course it's mentioned to Bnei Israel. Of course Parshat Adar was mentioned to Bnei Israel. It's coming to teach you there's a Chiddush that when it comes to Ma'adei Hashem, the Ma'adim, that requires Kiddush Bezin. Bezin has to be Makdish the Chodesh, and when the Makdish the Chodesh Mimela, the Yom Tov comes whenever they decide for it to come. But Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Bezin. The Shabbos comes every 7 days. That's already set in stone. There's no changing that. Furthermore, it says, the other opinion says, Ma'adei Hashem Tzuchin Mumcha. When it comes to establishing the Ma'adim, when it comes to establishing the new month, you need a mumcha, you need an expert. Vein parshas nedarim tzricha mumcha. When it comes to nedarim, to be matin nedarim, you don't require a mumcha, you don't require an expert. Afilu bezin hediotos, even bezin hediotos, even they're capable of being matir a neder. And that's the source of Beis Shammai from this pasuk, that Ma'adei Hashem, only Ma'adei Hashem require bezin mumcha, but not parshas nedarim. Ask the Marv, wait a second, Vaham Parsha Nadarim Rasha Matos Ksiv. How could you limit it to, how could you say rather that even Hediotos Ksiv Matar Nadarim, the Pasuk explicitly says in Parsha Matos that Rasha Matos, the Nesim, and Rasha Matos are the Nesim. Samar Chista, Visema Reb Yochan, Biyachim Mumcha. Just like we said earlier, when it says Rasha Matos and Parsha Nadarim, Parsha Matos, that refers to if you're going to take the track of one single individual to do Matar the Nether, you need a Mumcha to do it. If you're going to take the track of three people, then even Hediotos could be used. How do you know Hediotos work? Because the Pasuk says Ma'adei Hashem. Ma'adei Hashem require mumchim, but Nedarim do not require mumchim. Okay, beautiful. So let's, before we go weiter, let's look at this very, very lengthy Ran here. The last line of the Ran tells us, how are you doing with time? Doing great. So the last line of the Ran tells us, Biyachin mumcha. Actually, maybe we should do it earlier. Maybe let's see. Hold on. Just looking at the earlier one, whether we should do it or not. I don't think we have to do the earlier one. That I think I pretty much set out. Yeah, let's do the last round of the page on Ayin Chesam and Aleph. The Dira Maschel Biyachin mumcha. One expert. As the being matin nedarim, lahachi ksiv Rashi Matos. This is why it says Rashi Matos in Parshas Matos. Lashminan to teach us the hecha to have a mumcha biyachet zagi. If there's one individual who's a mumcha, it's enough to have just one person. Umimuta deelo yafinan the hecha to have a hediotos miskasha b'sholosha. We learn from this if you have using hediotos, then you require three individuals to matin the nether. Top line now in Ayin Chesam Bey says the Ran. Umashmin b'halchet. It's implied from here. The Yachin Mumcha the Shari Nedarim Dafka Samuch Kumumcha Shemade Hashem Tain Moshe Varon. Very, very important din here, the Ran tells us. I think it's Machlokas. There's something called a Smicha. We know what Smicha is. Smicha is not what we have nowadays, where a person takes a test, now he's given the right authority permission to make a Psak Halacha. Smuchen back then was Moshe, was so mechan Yeshua ben Nun, we are going to see in a few weeks from now. He placed his hands in Yeshua ben Nun, both hands, Vayismach Yadav, I forget exact Pasuk, and he passed on this smicha, whatever that means, to Yeshua, and that's passed on for many generations. We eventually lost that smicha. It was, they tried to reestablish it at a certain point in generation, while Klais, when Rove Bnei Yisrael is back in Eretz Yisrael, there's a thought that maybe we could recreate, reinvent smicha, but we don't have smicha anymore as it is in the Torah. But that's... What?
They do it in the
Okay. So smicha, that smicha is one of the criteria for being a Yachum Mumcha. You have to have smicha. How do we know? Because it's based on Moshe and Aaron. It has to be Ma'ad Hashem. Ma'ad Hashem, you have to be smuchen, like Moshe and Aaron were. Then, continuing the Ran now, the Ein Hefresh Bein Zelazah, El Shem Ma'ad Hashem, Tzichon Shloshim Mumchen, Ven Nedarim Tzag B'yachid. The only difference is how many people you need. Ma'adim require 3, Nedarim require 1, but the standard of who we're referring to, which mumcha we're referring to, that standard is the same. You need a smuchin who's mumcha. Avaha Ramam Zal Kasa Beperek Vav Hilchos Shavuos Dechol Shu Rav Muvak Matir Yechidi. You don't require smicha. As long as there's an expert Rav, an expert Rebbe, he's enough to stand on his own to be a mumcha for the purpose of Nedarim. Well, if he's there, Amru Dahad Barchin and Bahacha, the Haparsh and the Dharm, Rashi Matos, Ksiv Lo Parach Amai. Actually, it's going to get into a little, we don't need all this stuff right now. Maybe that's enough for now. I don't want to get all involved in this Shaka Tire then. He ended up quoting another opinion here that you don't even require mumcha. There's even a lesser standard that might be sufficient according to some opinions, and that is if you're a...
For a yachid.
Even if you're not a mumcha, if you're a gomer of a sover, you learned a lot and you're intelligent, that might be enough, even though you're not an expert, but a gomer of a sover might be sufficient. That's a third opinion that's the Ran quotes towards the end here.
Before we said that even when you have 3, you need...
Sover, but not gummer.
Sover.
Uh-huh. Some say, but for a yachid, you require gummer v'sover. You also have to be part of the mesora to be a mumcha. So the 3 levels are gummer v'sover. Then there's this higher standard, which is the Ramam, which is a mumcha, rav ha-mufak. And the highest standard is that of the Ran, which you have require smicha to perform as a yachid.
So what's the difference between gummer and sover?
Gummer is a gemir. You learn. You have the mesora. You learn mishnayos. You have a rebbe who taught you things. And sover is a person who's intelligent, who knows logic, who can analyze.
But no, that doesn't refer to knowledge.
Right. Exactly. Those are 2 elements you find throughout Shas. About 2 things of becoming a talmid chacham. We have to have be gummer. You can just memorize things, but you can't make questions and answers. So you have good memory, but it doesn't help you to apply to new cases. And a person who's intelligent might be very intelligent, but he has no mesora, then you can't base anything off of a person who has no mesora. So those are the three machlokes, who exactly yachin mumchis. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Gemara now says 7 lines down, 6 lines down, on Ein Chesem and Beis. Omar Rabbi Chanina says, Hashosek amnas lemeket mefer afilu mekan v'ad asar yamim. A person who's quiet, on condition of being make it mefer. There's a girsa there. What's the make it there? Tell me to go to the miknat. Okay, he's quiet on condition to do hafara. He wants to do hafara. For whatever reason, the husband decides to delay the hafara, but he plans on doing it. So then he has even 10 days, if not even more than 10 days, if he wants probably, to be do the hafara. And the Ran explains on the bottom, all the way towards the bottom here, 6 lines up. Amar b'yochanan ha-shosek amnas l'meket k'dei l'haknit ishto sh'tei svura sh'dayte l'kayim nidra hu einu miskavin l'chachele sh'yafilo l'achar mikayim. He's playing games with her, trying to upset her. He wants her to think that he's being mekayim the nether, he stays quiet, but his real intention was to stay quiet in order to eventually be made for the nedarim, whatever the intention is. But such a thing works according to Rabbi Chanina.
Teacher a lesson.
Teacher a lesson.
Scolder.
So,
He's
a good guy. Okay. So the Gemara asks Mesiv Rava asks on Rabbi Chanina, Eimasai Amru Mesa Baal Nisrok Nevrishislav. When do we say that when the husband dies, the Rishus is passed over to the father, talking about Nar Murasa, that the father is able to now exclusively be made for the Nadarm of his daughter. Bizman Shlo Sham Habal, only in a situation where either the husband never heard the nether, Oshishama Vishasak, or he heard the nether and was quiet, Oshishama Vahefer, or he heard it and was made for the Nadarm, Umes Babayom and died that very day, Avashama Vakayim, Oshama Vishasak, if he hears and is Makayimit, or he hears and remains quiet, Umes Bayom Shalachar, and dies the next day, 24 hours have passed, and Yachal Afer.
How do you distinguish between the two? Meaning, if Shama Vishatak, Shama Vishatak, that day, or the day after? Meaning, how do you know if he heard it, if he didn't say anything?
She didn't hear him say anything. She was there, she made a nether, and he heard it, and he stayed quiet anyways. And,
oh, so she's the witness. That
right, yeah. I'm sure there could be a situation where he may have heard it through behind, you know, the closed doors, and she doesn't know he heard it, and he died, and no one knows, no one knows. But we have no idea. We're not going to assume he may have known unless we have, I guess, good evidence for it. But there's a situation where we knew he heard. He acknowledged hearing it, he stayed quiet, and 24 hours passed. So by him 24 hours passing, not saying anything, that's in essence him being making the nether. So once that passes, he can't be made for it anymore. So the Gemara says, what's the understanding of this Mishnah? My lab b'shosik abnas lemeket, is it's not a situation where he was quiet with the intention of later on, days later, to be made for it. Yet we still see it doesn't work. Once 24 hours pass, he loses that ability. You can't wait 10 days. Or says, lo, b'shos l'gam naslakai. I'm not sure. The Mishnah is referring to a case where he was quiet with the intention of eventually being making it, or maybe just by being silent alone, letting the 24 hours pass and being that allowing to come to kick in on its own. But had he been, had he had the intention of being quiet to be made for it, then perhaps the father in that situation, the father wouldn't have the ability, would not have the full power to make for it on his own.
The Gemara said, isn't it just to come out to make it? It's not dafka that one, just that any shosik could have been implied. Is it? It wasn't that even that one included in it. We're saying that was something very specific.
Initially, across the board, all type of shtika was included. Whereas no, it was very limited, only in situation where he had intention of being making it. Whereas ihachi, that's the case. Now we're saying to this mishnah, it's referring to a limited situation where he had intention of being making it. So ihachi asks Gemara, hainu osham of akayim. That's the same exact case. If he heard it, it was Mekayim it. The same din of hearing it and having intention to be Mekayim it. What's the difference? Gemara says, Ela Shosik Stam. No, the case is where he's quiet. He didn't have any intention. He just heard it. Didn't decide whether he wanted to be made for it or make him it. He was just kind of letting the time pass and make a decision. Eventually, 24 hours passed. So then since he didn't react to it, Stam Shtika is going to be like Lemeket, Lamanas Lemeket.
Here is the case where he died, right?
And how do you know if he had Kavanah or not?
Good question. Very good question.
If he was quiet.
Yeah, the mice had to be enough. If he was quiet, unless he told somebody.
Stam Shtika, we're going to say, we don't know, so therefore you can't. It's not in the circle of Shusabah. We're going to have to assume that it was Shusikam Nastakai.
Correct. But how do we know a situation? They was asking, let's say he was quiet and he had in mind to be Mayfer. But he didn't tell anybody that. So, but let's say that was his. So, how do we know? In that case, he dies. In that case, the father. Right. So you don't know. So I guess you have to assume it has to be like a stam case then, unless you know otherwise.
If he was stam, according to the Brisa, it doesn't pass.
Is stam shosik here stam at his das was stam? Or stam is from our perspective, we don't know what he had. It's stam that we saw it as being stam.
Quran says he didn't decide yet.
But if he decided, so then we don't know, so then you have to deal with the case.
You have to basically assume we don't know that he didn't make up his mind yet, which then it's not it doesn't transfer to the father.
That could be a big thing, because if it doesn't transfer, you're saying it doesn't.
It does not.
It does not transfer to the father. You have to assume, if you don't know.
Because it says clearly the Brisa in Shatak.
Name Shasak, then it does go.
No, it says it does or it doesn't.
It does not go to the father.
It does not go to the father. It's only if he made her or he.
With the Machmir that she has to keep the nether then.
That's
we don't know.
What? She's stuck. But she can get a Pesach. Oh, yeah. Okay. She can go to a Chafon.
Okay. So we
should.
Should we do this next Mesa here? Where does it go? Maybe just sign. It's still 15 minutes though.
Good, prepare for davening. Shava,
huh?
Okay, alright, so we'll stop here then. Okay. Fine.
Alright.
Now you can prepare for the
This is an easy one.